بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طاسيم ميم تلك آيات الكتاب المبين نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله وذ فضل الكرم في الله سبحانه وتعالى. We heard the 20th juz of the Holy Quran in tonight's Taraweeh. Again, beautiful verses, the balance of Surah An-Naml, then Surah Al-Qasas, and Surah Al-Ankabut. This Surah Al-Qasas discusses the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have heard the story various times, many times. Allah Ta'ala has scattered this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in various verses of the Holy Quran. In fact, from the beginning till the end. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Fir'aun. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. He was very, very proud, arrogant of himself. And he treated his people, or the Bani Israel, he made them slaves, the women were slaves. And he killed all the males that were born, and I mentioned this already in Surah Al-Baqarah, the entire incident, because Fir'aun had seen a dream and the interpretation was given that his whole kingdom would be taken away by another person, a male, and therefore he killed every small infant, male infant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَعَكِرِينَ. People can plot and do whatever they want, but Allah's plan is most great. And Allah Ta'ala's plan, that is what dominates. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that despite Fir'aun being so merciless and killing thousands, literally thousands of young male infants, Allah made it such that Musa alayhi salam life would be spared. And Allah planned this nizam and system for him, that when he was born, Allah Ta'ala had inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِهِ. Feed him, breastfeed him. The moment you hear that the men of Fir'aun are coming now, because they were searching each home, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. When you are afraid now, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Then throw him or put him into, obviously into a box, and let it go into the river. Now imagine, putting a small infant who is unable to swim, putting him in a box and putting that box in the river. Now to you and I, that won't make sense. And then throughout the Taraweeh, we had mentioned, in the programs, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that you and I cannot comprehend. Many times, you can't understand why Allah is doing this. Allah says, two things. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't fear. Don't worry, nothing will happen to your child. And don't grieve that now he's going to be separated from you. Why? إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will certainly return him to you. And not just return him to you, وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This child of yours, we're going to make him a Nabi. We're going to make him from the messengers. So she put him into the river. And Fir'aun was sitting with his wife, and suddenly they see a box coming. So the men of Fir'aun, the soldiers, they picked up this box, not knowing that this same child now, he is going to be an enemy of Fir'aun, and a source of grief for Fir'aun. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانِ وَجُنُودَهُمَا كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ. They were wrong. Fir'aun's wife, she was sitting, she said, we don't have a child. Let us keep this such a beautiful, handsome child. It'll be some benefit for us. لا تقتلوه. Don't kill him. So, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is actually now nurtured in the palace of Fir'aun. Same Fir'aun who is afraid of a child who's going to overthrow him, the same child he's looking after. And after some time, we find that the child is crying for milk. Musa alayhi salam had sent, Musa alayhi salam's mother had sent her daughter, the sister of Musa, go and see what's happening. So she sees that this child now is in the hands of Fir'aun and his wife. And many people, like women, are coming to try and breastfeed this child, but is refusing to be suckled by any one of them. Why? وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah made it haram for him to. In other words, he would not like any other person's milk. Now Fir'aun is pareshan. What do we do? So Musa's mother sent this daughter of hers, and don't say who you are, where we are from. Say, I can show you some person that any child will accept her milk. Why don't you try out? فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. This is how Allah Ta'ala then sent Musa A.S. back to his mother to be breastfed. Then Musa A.S. grows, he becomes strong, and one day as he goes into the city, it was a time when everybody else was at home. It was very, very hot. It was a time of ghafla. So he comes and he sees two people fighting. One was from the Bani Israel and one was from the people of Fir'aun. So the person from Bani Israel, هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه. He was from the tribe of Musa A.S. from the Bani Israel, and the other one was the enemy. So this person called out for help. فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه. So Musa A.S. came here. He saw this person of Fir'aun. He's making zulam on this Bani Israel, this person from the Bani Israel. So all he did, he just gave him one hit. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى. Just one punch. It was such a solid punch that this man dies. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Oh, Musa A.S. immediately says, this is from the shaitan, amal of shaitan. Any case, the next day, and nobody knew that Musa A.S. punched him and this led to his death. The next day he comes, you see the same person from the Bani Israel fighting with somebody else. So now again he tried to call Musa A.S. Musa A.S. says, again, you are the one who's causing so much of problems. So this person then broke the news to Fir'aun that Musa is the one who killed the man yesterday. Finally, Musa A.S. had to leave Misr, Egypt. Where does he go? He does not know. And he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you guide me. So he goes out, and as he is coming, Allah makes it such, he goes towards Madian. He doesn't know anybody there, he doesn't know how to get there. And the number of days he was traveling with no food whatsoever, Mufassirin have written that he was actually eating the leaves of the trees to survive. Finally he comes to Madian. In Madian he saw that there were many wells, and the people of Madian would take the animals to give them water. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ. And he sees also, وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ إِمْرَأَتَيْنِ. All the men are there with the herds of animals, but two young girls, they've got the flock of sheep, and they just pushed one side. So he goes to them. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا. What's the matter? Why are you all standing one side with your goats and sheep? Why aren't you all feeding them? So they explain, قَالَتَ لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُسْتِرَ الرِّحَى. You see, these men, they overpower us. They bully us. So we are unable to go and feed our animals, even though we come first. But we are pushed one side. And until they don't go back and return, till then we just have to wait. And وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. Our father is an old man. We've got no brothers to come and help. We are two women, and this is what we have to do. Musa A.S. goes, he says, don't worry, he takes the animals, فَسَقَالَهُمَا. And he goes there, he lifts up the cover of the well himself with such strength and vigor, and he feeds the animals and they go away. فَسَقَالَهُمَا. Then Musa A.S. got no other work, he doesn't know anybody there. He just goes under a tree, under the shade of a tree. فَقَالَ. And listen to these words. رَبِّي, O my Rabb, إِنِّي, verily I, لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. For any good that you are sending down, wallah, I am faqir. I am in need of that. In other words, he was hungry. He needed some food. So he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala. إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Faqir. Wallah, I am a faqir. I am dependent. I am muhtaj on you sending some good for me. Some food. Now look at this. This is the caliber of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you and I also, the very first thing, and we've mentioned so many times now, any problem we have, turn first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, I am faqir. Allah himself mentions, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Allah is calling us beggars. Whether you're the rich man or poor man, Allah is calling us beggars. So we are all beggars. Faqir means we are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two girls go home earlier than the normal. Father is Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the Nabi of Allah. He asked them, "Bhai, kya waj? How come you came away so early? To this time you ask your daughter why she came late? You'll fear from A to Z. This is the halat today. You can't even ask your own child, where have you been tonight? Why have you come so late? Who are you moving around? Who are your friends?" They become angry. Here, Shuaib alayhi salam said, "Hey, what happened? How come you came back so early?" So then they explain that there was this one man, and he came, and he gave our animals water to drink, and we came away. The father said, "No, this man has done good to us. We must give him something in return." So he sends one of the daughters. Then go and call this man. فَجَاءَتْتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءَ. Allah says, one of them went now. She's feeling very bashful. She's feeling shy. She said, "Go tell this man, see here, you did good to us. My father is calling you." قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقِيْتَنَا. My father wants to pay you something because of your kind assistance. Mufassirin right. As they're going, so she's in front. Musa al-Islam is in the back. And she has to lead him now to her home. She's full of haya. Her gaze is lowered. Then Musa al-Islam realizes, no. This is not correct. She should be behind me. And I should be in front. So he goes in front. She is behind. This is now modesty, haya. And how is now she going to direct him? If they need to go right, she'll take a stone and throw it to the right-hand side. Need to go left, on the left-hand side. This is how, finally, they reach. When they come to Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ, he explained that the Fir'aun is a tyrant and he's making zulam of the Bani Israel. And this is what happened. So I just fled and I didn't know where I was coming. Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam told, don't worry. Fir'aun has got no authority in this side, in Madian. لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين. You have been saved from the oppressors. Now one of the girls tell the father that why don't you employ him? We've got no brother. So nice this man fed our animals. And if he does it for us, it will be so easy. And the person who you get has to be al-qawi al-amin. Somebody who's strong and somebody who's trustworthy. This man, we have seen these two qualities in him. And obviously the father asked, how you know? So they said that when we saw him, he lifted the lid of the well just by himself without even assistance. And Amin, whilst coming, he did not gaze at me. He did not speak to me. He was full of haya and he was a trustworthy person. He wasn't disloyal in the least bit. So Shuaib alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُنْكِحَكَ إِحْدَى بِنَتَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ. I've got two daughters. I wish to marry you to one of them. Are you prepared? And what will be the mahar? عَلَىٰ أَنْ تَأْجُرَنِي ثَمَانِيَ حِجَجِ. You must work for me for 8 years. And if you can add another 2 years to it, well and good. It'll be from your side. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ. And then they continue like this. Musa alayhi salam now marries there. And he's living with his father-in-law, Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. After some time now, he's returning. He's going with his wife, going back to Egypt. فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلِ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ. As they're traveling, now she is pregnant. آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ طُورِ نَارَ. The side of the Mount Tur, they saw some fire. So it was very cold. They needed some to warm themselves. And she was pregnant also. قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي أَهْنَسُ نَارًا. He tells, just wait, let me go and see, get some fire, and then we'll bring something so we can warm ourselves. The moment he comes to Mount Tur, that fire was not fire, it was Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. أَيَّا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He didn't see Allah ta'ala. But he heard Allah Ta'ala's voice. That's why he's known as Musa Kalimullah. Musa Kalimullah. The one who spoke to Allah Ta'ala. Inni anallahu rabbul alameen. Hey Musa, you got that staff, the stick. Alqi asak. Throw it down. He threw it. Falamma ra'aha tahtazzu ka'anna jan. Suddenly it became a snake. So he became afraid. Walla mudr. This is naturally human, insan. Nobody says, hey, Nabi, and he got scared. This is the natural instinct of a human being. See, a snake, any person will go back. Allah says, Ya Musa, aqbil wala takhaf. Aage bhar jao, come front. Wala takhaf, don't fear. Innaka minal aminin. You are safe. Then it continues, and Musa alayhi salam becomes a Nabi. The important thing here in this story is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to be al-qawi al-ameen. Any person you take on for a job, like how we did Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, قَالَ جَعَلْنِي عَلَىٰ خَزَائِنَ الْأَوْقِ إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ. To be a treasurer, you must have the quality of making hifazat of the treasure. You cannot pilfer the money or siphon the money, steal the money. And you must be knowledgeable of treasury. You must be a good accountant. You must know your work. Otherwise that bank, that company will go at a loss. Here, he needs him as a laborer. So he has to be a strong person. And also he has to be amanatdar. Then Allah Ta'ala shows us in the story that look, everything happens with the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in Allah's control. This whole story, that the same Musa alayhi salatu salam, who Fir'aun was going to kill, now he looks after Musa alayhi salatu salam. And finally, we know when he gave him the da'wat, and then Musa alayhi salam called the magician. In the past few nights we've been reading these verses. And the magicians came with all their sticks and whatever they had and their strings. And they were very, very boastful in the beginning. And they asked Fir'aun, what do you want to give us? He said, I'll make you my close ones. You'll be my right-hand men. So, when Musa, when they threw the sticks and it became like something like they had magic and snakes and moving around, Musa threw his one. It became a real snake and started swallowing all this. The moment they saw this, thus they went to sajda and they said, we believe in the Rabb of Musa alayhi salatu salam. And Fir'aun says, what? Without my, who are you? With my permission? قَبْلَ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ. This fellow is just showing you some magic. I will chop your hands and your legs. They were not worried because Allah Ta'ala blessed them with iman. They had come in the same garb as Musa alayhi salatu salam to mock him. So they imitated Musa outwardly, and inwardly Allah Ta'ala gave them what he had given Musa alayhi salatu salam. Allah blessed them with iman. Then we have a person by the name of Qarun. Qarun was a cousin of Musa alayhi salatu salam. Absolutely wealthy. His wealth Allah Ta'ala just describes in the Quran. Allah says, كَانَ مِنْ قُومِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَهُمْ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ. Just the keys to the treasures which had was preserving the wealth of Qarun, the keys only, was so huge and so many and so heavy that a whole jamaat and group of strong people, they were burdened and overweighed with this, just carrying these keys. It was so heavy. So can you imagine what khazana he had? His tijori was not like ours. Big tijoris. But what was it? فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. He was oppressive over them and he boasted. He was also very jealous and why Allah Ta'ala didn't make me part of the leadership like how he made Harun also a Nabi. Why he didn't make me? And he was always boastful over the wealth that he got. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَهُ قَوْمُهُ. His people told him, لا تفرح. Don't gloat over your wealth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Allah does not like those who are proud. وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ. Whatever Allah has given you, use that wealth for what? الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your share in this world. Just as Allah has given you, give the poor in needy. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not cause mischief in the earth. Allah does not like those who cause corruption. What did he say? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِهِ. All this thing is because of my knowledge, my hard work, my efforts. What do you say Allah Ta'ala gave me? It was all my being so sharp, and I had the brains, and I used this strategy and this plan. It's how I became so wealthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at this point, Allah says, reminds him, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Did Allah not destroy so many other nations who were stronger than Qarun and had more wealth than Qarun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that Allah ta'ala destroyed Qarun. He comes out now in full pomp and show with all his belongings. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those who had love of the dunya, they began to express a desire. يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. Ah, when we see that Porsche being passed, oh, it catches our eye. How I wish I had that car, man, like that. Oh, somebody's big, huge mansion. Sure, he's got a lift in his house, man. Hey, what a massive swimming pool. What good this and that. How we wish that we also had that. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَفْظٍ عَظِيمٍ. He's got a big, huge lot. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. The ulama, the learned ones, told him, no, وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ. The reward of Allah in the hereafter is better. لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. For that who has got a person who has got iman and does righteous deeds. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. Only those who are patient, they will get this خير. He's going out now, he's arrogant and proud over himself and he's boasting. Allah Ta'ala sinks Qarun with all his belongings. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. His, all his belongings, Allah Ta'ala sunk him. So his wealth was of no avail whatsoever. Allah destroyed him and his wealth. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. They were not assisted. وَأَصْبَعَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَوا. Those same people who were desirous of what Allah Ta'ala gave him, they began to say, oh, Allah is the one who, he gives rosy to who he wishes and he holds back from who he wishes. لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. If Allah was not kind to us, we would have got like Qarun, and he would have also sunk us. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Verily, the disbeliever, he is never successful. Then Allah says, تِلْكَ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ. The hereafter, the jannat, نَجْعَلُهَا, we make it, we reserve it for who? لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. For such people who are not proud and arrogant over themselves, neither do they cause any mischief in the earth. Those are for those who are humble. This is a lesson of humility. Do not brag over your wealth. Today you've got it. Tomorrow, tables turn. And the same knocker who you were ill-treating, he becomes your boss. And then see how you are at his mercy. And whatever we have, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use it for the currency of the hereafter. Allah ta'ala says that jannat you want, you're going to be humble. And don't cause mischief. And right in the end, just two verses, Allah Ta'ala talks about the spider's web. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Allah is talking about those people who worship others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have tawheed. They don't place their reliance and tawakkul and trust upon Allah. They have their trusts on all other things, other deities. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Those people who have taken besides Allah, leaving Allah out, and they've taken other things as their helpers and their ma'bud. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The reality is like a spider. اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَ. The spider builds a home. I'm sure we all have seen a spider's home. Spider's web is the most weakest of all the homes of all the creatures of Allah. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Allah says, it is the most weakest of all the homes that any creature builds. Just one breeze, slight breeze, and the whole web is dismantled, is broken. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, those things that you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those things we place our trust on besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like spider's web. One person just come with a duster or a broomstick, and the whole thing is all gone. Therefore, our tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, oneness, iman, only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any musibat, inshallah, this other verse, we'll do it tomorrow, some other day. But Allah Ta'ala said, أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Now, who's the one who helps a muttar person? One who is in distress, who's got pareshan. People have left him, and he's all alone. What must he do? Who is the one who helps him? Inshallah, some other day we'll explain that. But Allah Ta'ala is showing us, any problem we have, first resort to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem, the wind just became a bit heavy, straight away, could go and read two rakat salat and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, يبارك في التوفيق وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت